Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. They say there is no such thing as a free lunch, but what about a free personal finance course? Well, there is, in fact, such a thing. And today we're going to talk about some of them. Lisa Hannum is the executive editor at moneysense.ca, and she has put together a list of some of the very best free courses available to Canadians. She's here now to talk about them. Hello, Lisa.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's our pleasure. I am a big fan of learning of all kinds, of course. Personal finance courses online, amazing, easy to do in the comfy of your home and in your jammies. What do you think are the benefits of taking a course like this?
Well, first and foremost, it's financial literacy. You essentially are learning about your own situation as well as like the options that you have outside of what you may know you have access to. And I really feel like it points out the difference between knowledge and confidence. When you take a personal finance course, you actually know if your confidence is warranted or not. It's not just about making decisions, but like having the knowledge to back up and knowing when you should be making that decision or if you need some guidance from a professional.
It's such a great question. Like a part of me is like, in other areas of my life, I don't want to know if my confidence is merited. I just want to strut on through and be like, hello, I am basically a runway model. But I understand what you're talking about. That makes total sense. As you surveyed the landscape, looking at the courses out there, what were some of the things that you, some of the criteria that you considered? I mean, free is great, but you could also argue you get what you pay for.
No, for sure. So we did come up with a methodology, and free was obviously the first and foremost. But the second thing we obviously wanted to include as well was that it came from a quality educator and that they have the authority to speak and teach on these topics. Another criteria we wanted was that the ability to provide lessons that were useful and relevant to Canadians. You can take a free course anywhere in the world, but is it useful to Canadians? Not always, right? So we also wanted it to be accessible, whether that's online or in person at multiple locations.
Okay. And the first name on your list, this is one I'm familiar with, fits all three of those criteria. It's a program out of McGill. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's the McGill Personal Finance Essentials, and it's actually taught by their professors. So it's the closest to a university course that you would get in the list of free personal finance courses in Canada, which is super cool.
Yeah. What are some of the things they talk about? And are they like your groovy, cool professor, or are they the one that you probably never met because the class started at 8:30 a.m. and there was no way you were showing up?
It's a bit of everything, to be honest, because each lesson is taught by a different professor. So there are things like budgeting and saving. There is spending your money for today and tomorrow, understanding the difference between debt and borrowing. The art of investing was a fun title. We also have retirement planning, the realities of real estate, and behavioral finance, which is where that confidence thing comes into play. This year, though, they have two new bonus lessons, one on responsible investing, which is a huge topic with like ESG and like people wanting more from their investments from a climate standpoint, and ethical as well. The other bonus lesson is cryptocurrencies and crypto tokens. So this is highly of interest.
Talk about an area where people have overinflated confidence. Holy moly. And when you look at the modules in that program, are they, you know, super fast, TikTokable, bite-sized little snacks, or are they a full-on 90-minute lecture times seven?
It's a bit of both. So all of these courses that we have are go at your own pace. So if you only have that TikTok minute, then you can definitely like sign in to any of these courses and do whatever time you have. What I found personally helpful when I take any courses is to schedule it into my calendar, especially the go at your pace, right? Mm.
Yeah. Otherwise you never get it done because it's just not going to be a priority. So moving on from the McGill Personal Finance Essentials, the best free Canadian income tax course that you found is from the government of Canada. What are you even talking about?
Yeah. So we may as well get it from the horse's mouth, so they say, right?
Yeah.
So the government of Canada has a personal income tax course called Learn About Your Taxes. So this is another.
Oh my God, that is the most boring title of a course I've ever heard.
To be honest, though, it's probably one of the best skills you can have as a Canadian when it comes to your money. I think anyway, I do my own taxes, so I love it.
And what are some of the things that they cover, and how would you manage people's expectations in terms of presentation? I mean, my stereotype about what the government will provide is going to be super generic.
Fair. So this one is actually quite interactive in that they give you a lesson, and then at the end of it, you'll have like a questionnaire. There are also videos with actual talking heads, not just marker. I don't know if you've seen some of the videos with just marker statements, but they have talking heads in it. So there will be someone talking to you. This one is actually geared to people who are just starting to work so that they understand what's coming off their paycheck, how to complete a basic tax return, what to expect when like you send in your return, how to use the My Account, which is a super important one. I don't know if you've ever logged onto My Account, That's a very good one to like understand your way around.
Yeah, 100%. The best free course for managing debt comes from another nonprofit credit counseling agency. It's called Credit Counseling Society. They're based in British Columbia. They are great. It's called The Truth About Credit. That's a better title, for the record. That's a better title.
The Truth About Taxes. We should submit.
That's it. That's better. Okay. We'll give them that feedback.
So The Truth About Credit, it's more like slideshows and like walking through different place cards and stuff. So that one is a bit more like user friendly in the sense that you're not going through complicated things. It's really coming out learning about how a credit card works, how a credit works in Canada, as well as credit scores, how to read a credit report, where your credit rating comes from, and even how to access your credit report for free.
All very, very important and helpful things. You've got a course here for young Canadians. Personal finance course for young Canadians. Tell us about the Desjardins program.
Yes. So this one's called Desjardins Personal Finance, I'm in Charge. It's aimed for Canadians age 16 to 25. What I love about this one is that you can take it as a group. So if you have a teacher or if you have a teacher who has a class and you want to do this with your class, it's an easy thing to do. You can sign up as a group. It is also taught in person at over 114 different educator partners in English and in French, which is very rare as well. So for example, in Toronto, it'll be at the YWCA. And there's also at the Option Travail in Quebec City, as well as other ones.
Wow. Some of the other material out there in the marketplace Desjardins, they're a financial institution. There are a lot of financial institutions that offer learning, self-directed, live, in person, many, many options. Is there a caution or a thought or something that you would say about material offered by those who have skin in the game, which is not the case for McGill, it's not the case for Credit Counseling Society?
No, that's very true. So I have been to different sessions where a bank will provide like a learning Q&A with some of their advisors. So the one caveat with that, though, is that they're talking about the products that they sell. So it's not like Avon is recommending another beauty product. It's not like going into a pub and buying a beer next door. You are only buying into what they are selling.
Who are the people for whom a course makes sense? Like, what's our rally cry here? Should everyone take one? Should you take one once a year?
Well, that's a great idea. Generally, these are for anyone unless there's age restrictions around it. But how I think of it when we were creating the list, we were creating this for people who wanted to make financial changes in their situation, whether that is invest in a new asset class or even start investing at all, if they were trying to get out of debt or made the decision to do their own taxes. It could also be if you're dealing with a new situation, such as moving to Canada, and you're not really sure how it works here, or if you're becoming financially independent, like moving out on your own, or maybe you suddenly become single. It could also be changes of income, whether like you have an increase in salary, or maybe you recently lost a job and you just want to be like preventative with your finances. And I don't know about you, but there's a lot of news happening right now that can seem overwhelming. And I find that these courses are great for putting perspective on the things that you can and can't control with your money.
Yeah. It almost sounds like a compliment to the, I mean, Money Sense has decades, literally decades of material that you have been writing and customizing and tweaking based on every single personal finance issue or opportunity one can imagine. It seems like these courses would be a good complement to then the kind of stuff that Money Sense publishes.
Yeah, no, exactly. When we were coming up with our September content, we were trying to figure out like how to bring back to school to everyone. And this just made such good sense for anyone who wanted to give themselves a bit of a challenge with it, with their finances.
Really great. Lisa, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Lisa Hannan is the executive editor of MoneySense.ca. She was here to talk about her piece on the best personal finance courses in Canada. We talked about one from McGill. We talked about one from Credit Counseling Society. We talked about one from Desjardins. Do a little Google search and find Lisa's article online.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.